Names. Yeah.
What's your name?
My name's Susie. Yeah.
Susie.
And
Susie?
Yeah.
Only Susie?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
You?
My name's Paul.
Okay. And you both are from Orphan Drift, right?
What was the next question? Yeah, yeah.
You both have Orphan Drift.
Well,
first of all, I thought Orphan Drift were only women, and now you say that he's also involved. So, can you paint a picture of what Orphan Drift
is? It's quite a long story. It's quite a long story about Orphan Drift. It changes quite often. It, you know, things like that.
Since when does it exist?
Since 1995.
Since 1995.
February.
That's not
true.
It's true.
It exists now as when it exists. It doesn't exist before that.
No, but it's quite nice. It started in February 1995.
As an initiative from?
You know, there was... just people getting, feeling like doing something, and so doing this, and that's it.
And what is this?
Orphan Drift is mainly making some videos at the moment.
Yes, but at that moment?
When you start?
It's just something to do, really, something to... do, which is as good as you can possibly do, you know, as good as one can possibly do. Nothing like what I've been seeing today at all. You know, none of this sort of like, hey, what should I do with myself? I'm quite confident about myself. Oh, well, I'll do this and it will make me feel better about myself. That shit. No way. Yeah. So, you know... we've been quite interested in visuals, trying to do something good with visuals, connected with music somehow. But that's basically it.
But the joint's gone.
The joint has gone out.
Out.
And that's it. But you know, Paul has a better understanding of the deeper meanings of Orphan Drift, anyway.
But you don't like what's going on here.
Yeah. No, I don't mind it. I just wish people weren't so stuck in their fucking, you know, it's like...
It's a bit timid.
It's like, it's really timid. It's really fucking timid, you know. It's like, I'm so connected. I'm so connected to nothing, you know. You know, I'm fucking, you know, when I fuck my girlfriend and...
She likes it.
She loves it. She hates, you know, she hates all this, but she fucking loves that.
I don't think I get what you mean. When you fuck your girlfriend, she loves it.
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
You just said
I'm
her girlfriend.
Say what you mean.
When she fucks me.
Tell me what you don't like about here.
About this place.
About this conference, the secret conference.
This secret conference that is so secret that I'm here, it doesn't mean anything. It's just doesn't mean nothing. I had a drink and that's all. So I don't care about anything else. I came in, you know, the only thing I've seen so far that's any good is the stuff that we've done. Everything else is, like, scared. It's just plastic, and, it, you know, you see it all the time. There's nothing that's been put together that's real. It's just plastic. It's just computer-generated images. It's not art. It's shit.
Yes, it's easy to be sort of high-tech and loving it and, you know, swimming in it. But when there's, you know, it's so fucking boring that you fucking... going to puke soon. You know, that's, you know, there's no point. What's the point of it? It's a waste of energy. Loads of fucking beautiful, pristine, fucking detailed energy going nowhere.
It's a waste of your puke.
Is that because it's all in the net?
No,
is that that?
You know, people are so preoccupied with what they're doing and what this person, what to say to this and what it's called and shit like that. There's no fucking creativity at all.
Mm. Isn't that just the way they present it that irritates you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the way it's presented is really dumb. Really dumb. Dumber than anything I've ever seen in my entire life. Dumbest thing I've ever smelt. It's just dumb. It's just nothing. It doesn't touch anything. It's just fucking plastic. It's on the screen. There's no... It doesn't affect your senses.
Yeah,
there's no sense. There's no sense.
You know, who gives a fuck that that person has this, you know, shit voice and stutters and, you know... has an arm which is like the hands has been chopped off.
So. How long have you been here for today?
Since the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
But
can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, when it was finished, there's no response. That's because there's no response out there. That's it. That's all I want to fucking say. Mm. That's all.
What does anyone ask? Okay, you wrote a book?
Yeah.
I've got it. I didn't finish it. But, what is this? You just want to...
Would you like some of this?
No, I don't smoke. Mm. The impression that I get from you now is that what you do is just about sort of being and nothing else.
Yeah, it's very close to that. You know, and, you know, all this techno shit is just about energy, and that's in the moment, and that's all I have to say.
Is that also why Orphan Drift doesn't... it's so hard to catch for interviews and stuff like that?
No. That's just like bad organization.
Well, who else is in Orphan Drift?
There's lots of people. There's not that many people.
Maggie,
you know,
Stenberg.
Maggie Stenberg is the
Bob
leader.
Mays, Bob Mays.
Yeah, there's two names to remember.
Maggie Stenberg, Bob Mays. Maggie Stenberg and Bob Mays.
Okay. And how is Shady Plant connected to this?
She died last week.
She died.
I had this dream about her.
She's not connected to it.
She's like, recently I got some phone calls from her. She's obsessed with this god called Shiva.
Is she?
Yeah, this is Indian job, you know, called Shiva, and Sadie Plant. Yeah, she's quite obsessed about this thing, you know, and so we have quite connections through Shiva, I'd say.
Shiva.
But in the way you work, you know, in the way that you are and be, and you, so you don't like theory, but why do you make the choices how do you make the choices of what materials to work with and stuff like that?
This instinct a bit, you know, it's like what feels right, and just judging on... Just, you know, we've got some ideas which are just like feelings of what you go for and whatever fits to that. So
that. And that is mostly a bit of science fiction, high-tech stuff?
Yeah, well, that's just sampling, you know. You choose what you choose when you're sampling things. And quite often it's quite science fiction sort of. And... horror, anything, fucking anything. That's bullshit.
Mickey Mouse.
Do you do performances as well?
We have some...
Yes.
Yeah. Talk to Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see performances all the time. Always.
She performances all the time, always.
She performs pretty well. Yeah, we perform quite well. That's all there is to it. We don't put on a performance. Mm. We just do it.
It's like you've got quite standard questions to ask, and I know it's quite, you know, that's the way you work, but...
That's because I have no idea what, you know, all I have seen now is a video with lots of nice colours and some heavy beat music behind it, and this unreadable book. That's all I've got of Orphan Drift. And two people smoking joints and saying this is all shit, so please...
No, I'll tell you. You know, if possible, you know, it's just stuff which is just as emotional as possible, as real as possible, and that's all. In terms of, you know.
As real as possible as something in electronic media can be, I suppose.
Well, it's the best way. It's the most beautiful thing in the world, you know.
Maybe because it also just is nothing.
Of course that's why. Because it's like beautiful. It's doing really new things, and that's cool.
It's also really happy.
Yeah, of course it's ugly.
It's also really ugly.
It's as beautiful and as ugly as anything can be, but it's pretty
really
new.
It's
cool. But I quite like plastic things. I like
them. Me too.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah. You know, it's like a fucking really clean beauty.
What sort of places do you show your work?
We're quite involved in some arts scene places and some performance art places and clubs and gigs if we can, you know, doing gigs, doing visuals for gigs if possible.
Abroad as well?
We've done shows abroad, yeah, and a few things abroad, but that's it, yeah.
But if you're only so involved into being, you know, it seems like you're not really looking ahead in time. Do you have any future plans?
Yeah. Talk to Paul.
No, live, it's live. You know, if it's going to be live, it's live, and you bring what you've got at the time. Yeah. But, you know, there's no point planning ahead, because planning ahead totally fucks up. And that, if you do something on computer, then you've got, all you've got is that. And if the mood's wrong, then you can't change it at the time. Yeah. If you turn up with different images and then you play what you want when you want to play them, however you play, you know, feel like, if you want to play, you know, like a techno track to whatever you're playing, or if you want to play a fucking noise track to it, I think you should do it. I mean, that's what I think.
And you don't tell. How long do you think you're going to be working like this?
Forever. Forever. Yeah. For a long time.
But of course, this is of course a conference, as you know, huh? Mm-hmm. And at conferences, people talk. Yeah. So it's a bit strange to be annoyed with that.
No, but you know, quite often, we've been put in a situation where we're told to talk. And when you're told to talk, it's very, you know, it's like, oh shit, what should I talk about? You know, it's like, yeah, exactly. If you can actually fulfill something that you're trying to do, it's to communicate something. And to be told, talk now, is false. And so, you know, we wouldn't talk. We've been involved in quite a few conferences, and usually people enjoy it, but we hate it. It's because if we're trying to talk, it's all false, you know. It's in the images, and that's all.
What's wrong with mystery, anyway?
Mystery is fucking beautiful, you know. Mystery is fucking where it's at, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. But does it mean that... There's nothing of the thoughts around media or media theory that attract you? Nothing at all?
Nothing's a beautiful fucking word. I love it. But, you know, I'll make use of every single thing I can possibly use. But I won't sort of talk about it much unless I want to know how... unless it does my head in and I want to talk about it, but not, you know...
Nothing to make you want to talk about absolute jack shit.
Yeah, it's just about language, you know. If people weren't so reliant on talking, they wouldn't want anyone to talk. They'd say, please, can you show me your visuals? And, you know, that sort of shit. Is that what it's about, though, in a way? Mm-hmm. So, you know...
What do you think of Jody Orr?
Jody.
Yeah, there's these people that try to sell their web pages. Did you see that?
Before us.
What time was that?
When was that?
When was that? I don't know. Second session, I think, after the first break, or maybe the second.
What
I don't
was
know.
It about?
Well, let me... Jody.org are a man and a woman. Man is from Belgium, woman is from the Netherlands, and they make web-based work, and I find it very beautiful. They say it has no content, and they talk similar to you, but a little less, with a little less fuck and a little less stonedness. But it's a pity you missed it. Maybe you should just have a look at their website.
I haven't seen that much. That's good. But did they show some visual things? Yeah. Well, maybe you could show us who they are, and that would be cool. Because I don't remember that. I didn't see anything that was cool. But if, you know, you recommend it, I'll try. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Well, of course, their work is very different from yours, because you work with video a lot. And with video, you can... of course, it's much snappier and much more fluent than when you work with the Netscape or something, you know. So they work with the medium that they have. Mm. Do you have respect for that?
I have respect for the idea of it, but I'm still waiting for something good to happen. That's all. You know, I have respect for what is, you know, the fact that it exists. That's it, you know.
And do you do anything with the... Do you have a website? Do you do anything
with
the internet?
We did at one point, but we which was, we were spending like, my, you know, 10 quid a week, and that was too much. So we
committed.
So we shut it down, and we're going to, you know, quite soon open it up again.
What do you think you put on it?
Nothing. It was just for communication. There's nothing that I'm involved in terms of the web that means anything at all. No.
That's why you're still doing it.
Yeah.
And that's because you think it is not interesting enough to work with it yet.
It's too slow. You know, it's still too slow.
Right,
it's still too slow.
Visual,
yeah. You know, if technically it can go up a few stages, then it will be more interesting, I think. But at the moment, it's a bit too slow for anything that can grab you. It's very light, you know, beginner's class. Anything that you can do on there, I feel, you know.